If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Tonight is NXT, the first night of the Great American Bash. If you figured out how to watch Raw last night, well, you know that tonight's NXT is also on Sci-Fi as a result of the Olympics. We'll give you some of the ratings notes from the last week. The Olympics, it's been rough for wrestling. The numbers are not great, nor will they be great for Raw or NXT this week. But the good news is that they're still like the number one shows on TV if you take out the Olympics. So they're getting killed, but compared to the rest of television, they're still doing well. We have the lineup for NXT coming up tonight and a match scheduled for next week. We also have a Dynamite lineup, 7 matches announced for that show. SummerSlam is this weekend. We'll talk about the build to the show, plus the lineup for SummerSlam, and an interesting fact about the pre-show. And, of course, we've got all of the news. Talked about Sammy Guevara yesterday. But I do have an update on what we were talking about, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break. We've also got notes on Sky Blue's injury, Thunder Rosa helping Thea Hale get a job with NXT. If you want to feel really old, you'll want to hear this Thea Hale story. Goldberg talks about, well, he compared Tony Khan to Dixie Carter. Bryan Danielson actually applied for a trademark. Julia update. And plenty more. We'll also do the full Raw report from Monday night. For those of you that missed the show, you didn't miss much. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's get into the news here. Lenny's angry on the chat.
Already.
Petty of WWE to do a three-hour pre-show to go head-to-head with Collision. They moved that on purpose to not. Yeah, well, welcome to life, Lenny. But yes, WWE is doing a three-hour SummerSlam pre-show. You know today's fun fact?
What's that?
The SummerSlam pre-show is longer than the original SummerSlam pay-per-view back in 1988 or whatever. Hey, you know what, guys? You don't got to watch it.
No.
You don't have to watch it.
A three-hour tour.
And honestly, if you like Collision, okay? Let's say you like Collision. First off, Collision's going to die, A, because of the Olympics, and also because it's in a different time slot.
5 p.m. Eastern.
It's dying no matter what, so it doesn't matter. And number two, if you are a fan of Collision, okay? Let's say you're a fan of Collision.
You, listener.
It is true, dear Lenny, that if given a choice between watching Collision or SummerSlam, the pay-per-view, many, many AEW fans will choose SummerSlam. It happens every time there's a pay-per-view head-to-head with Collision. However, I don't think you're skipping Collision to watch a pointless WWE pre-show. So at the end of the day, it really does not matter.
Well, that's not true.
Doing a three-hour... No one is skipping Collision to watch Booker T... And no. That one guy with the curly hair that does the radio show, and these other blokes spending 3 hours building up a show that will go 3 hours.
There is a kid in junior college film school or a high school journalism class who really loves sports and thinks this incarnation of ESPN is the greatest of all time. It's not, by the way. But he's going to sit there and go, I want to see these video packages that Lee Fitting is giving
that,
me.
That man wasn't a Collision fan. He is not choosing the WWE three-hour pre-show over Collision if he is a Collider.
He
is, what does Tony call him?
Colliders? Really?
No, he calls them like Maniacs. What's he call them?
Yeah. He took that from the Sickos committee.
The Sickos. That's right. That's right. Which are different from the Wyatt Six.
Yes.
Yes, it is
different. Because no dreadlocks.
AW Sickos. We have a sicko or two in the chat.
You want to call them out by name?
No.
All right.
You won't rant about the three-hour WWE pre-show like you do the... Actually, it's worse. The WWE three-hour pre-show is significantly worse than AEW's two-hour pre-show. No pre-show should ever be 3 hours. It is a complete waste of everyone's time. Actually, it's not, because, again, you don't have to spend 3 hours watching the pre-show. Nobody will.
Do you want to confirm that with ChatGPT on how long a pre-show should go for?
I can ask.
3 hours too long?
I can ask. I'll ask right now.
All right.
Is 3 hours too long for a pro wrestling pre-show? Let's see what it has to say about that.
As ironically enough, a garbage truck pulls up outside and is dumping the garbage. So I'll let you know how this first segment is going.
3 hours for a pro wrestling pre-show can be considered lengthy, says ChatGPT, depending on the context.
Lengthy, they say.
For major events like WrestleMania, longer pre-shows are more common and can include a mix of pre-show analysis, interviews, and a few preliminary matches to build excitement.
Oh.
However, for regular events, a three-hour pre-show might feel excessive and could risk viewer fatigue. It ultimately depends on the content quality and how well it engages the audience. That's actually an excellent answer by ChatGPT. But I will add, 3 hours is too long no matter what, and they've announced no matches for the pre-show, although I'm sure they'll announce one or two. You can watch
it. There'll be
90 minutes
right
of analysis
before
a match is what you'll get.
And video packages that you've seen on Raw a zillion times and that you'll see again on the actual show itself. It is amazing that they've been able to do this. I was amazed that AEW did 2 hours. You know, to me, that's too much. Even if you do that, there's no reason to brand it as a two-hour pre-show. Have an hour that's the actual pre-show that you have some matches there for. And if you want to do something because there's so much social media and your job is to create content and you want to give people a chance, okay, I guess you can do an hour before the pre-show. But to me, that's not something you advertise. It's not something you have to beat on and do. And I'm talking more to AEW with this than WWE because I don't think they're going to do this for every event. Although, I can see them making it an all-day thing. Remember way back when they had Ivory do the all-day WrestleMania build into the show, and it was like 8 hours of programming? I could actually see that coming back and actually being something that they try through one of their new affiliates, whether it be Netflix or whatever it is, as time goes on.
What was the last AEW pay-per-view?
Forbidden Door.
Was it Forbidden Door? Mm-hmm. July 30th?
I think that, what did they have there? Was that a two-hour pre-show with 98 matches?
I'm finding out how long it was, because people said that there's never been a AEW pre-show longer than 2 hours, which I find very
they
hard
haven't.
To believe.
All In was 2 hours, I think. That's when they expanded it.
Let's see.
I could be wrong about that, though. They could have did it.
Oh, yeah, the 0 hour was 90 minutes. That's what they called it, 0 hour.
Why?
It was 90 minutes. That's like when you have happy hour that goes 4 hours. All right, so yesterday we talked about Sammy Guevara. I have an update on the story.
All right.
So yesterday I said that he did not want to turn heel. And that is not entirely correct. What happened was the idea that they had for him on the main roster involved him being heel. But he would have been fine being heel. He just didn't want to do the idea that they had for him, which presumably would have been Jericho and the Learning Tree, which, you know, we presumed that he was going to do. Maybe when they did Suzuki and Jericho match, we were like, what's the finish? It's got to be Sammy showing up, right? So whatever the idea was, it would have been long prior to that. But they probably did want him in the Learning Tree. He didn't want to be in the Learning Tree. But whatever the deal was, he was willing to go heel. But the ideas they had for him on the main roster, he was not super excited to do those ideas. And so that's why he is now in Ring of Honor, and he is a babyface. So, and again, just want to make this clear since people keep bringing this up.
Yes.
This happens all the time. This is not something specific to Sammy. He didn't like an idea. There's something special about him or some kind. every day there are things where people aren't cool with a specific idea and they don't end up doing it. So this is par for the course for AEW.
I hope we find out down the line, not only did Sammy not want to do this deal with the Learning Tree, but he turned it down after Ricky Starks turned it down. I don't know if that
Hey, you know what I got to say about the Learning Tree?
Go ahead.
Let's say that Sammy turned it down and we got the Bad Apple and Big Bill.
Yeah.
Great. Big Bill. Big Bill has been great in the Learning Tree.
Well,
the Bad Apple has been great in the Learning Tree.
Well,
and I should note, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this here on the air, but remember when they did that deal where they did that worked injury for Brian Keith?
Brian Keith, yep.
And then, you know, he canceled off some events.
Yep.
And then, like, the 2 days after he canceled off the weekend events, like, he tore off his thing and did a stomp or whatever like that.
He's making real money now.
And we thought, okay, well, that's kind of weird that, like, he pulled off actual events for a fake injury on AEW. Like, they don't normally do that. Well, the answer is he actually was injured. And about whenever he had that match with Shibata, he broke his orbital bone.
What?
And so he actually was out of action for like 6 to 8 weeks. So I think they did the arm injury or whatever injury he had on TV, that was a work.
8 full weeks?
But he was actually legitimately injured because he had a broken orbital bone and he just got cleared. So,
I didn't realize he missed that much time.
It might have been 6 weeks.
Like,
you want me to find out when the Shibata match? I'll tell you after the break, everybody.
Yeah.
Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's all feel old together.
All right.
An assist from AEW star Thunder Rosa helped Thea Hale land her job with WWE NXT. In an interview with Pittsburgh City Paper, that can't be a real thing. Pittsburgh City Paper?
Yeah, Baltimore had a city paper for years. It was awesome, actually.
I know, but it was called the Baltimore City Paper?
No, it was called the City Paper.
This is the Pittsburgh City Paper.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh. So
anyway, she detailed how she got signed while still finishing high school. She said after facing Thunder Rosa on AEW Dark, Rosa helped her get in touch with a WWE recruiter. She was invited to a WWE tryout, offered an NXT contract. She told City Paper she grew up watching old wrestling with her father. When she was a teenager, she saw a clip of Rey Mysterio on Instagram and realized that wrestling was what she wanted to do as a career. She told her father, and he helped her find a training school. Instagram.
Yeah. See, people are probably wondering what the shade is in what you just read right
there.
Right
is no
there,
shade. The fact is, her first wrestling that she saw was a clip of Ray on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Make that Steve Austin face that he made when, what was a...
That was something different.
But still, it's along the same sort of lines in a way of just like, wow, we got to this place in completely different ways.
I quit gymnastics. I quit cheer. I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life.
Well, you started doing podcasting.
Not me, you idiot.
Oh,
I was just scrolling through Instagram, and I always followed WWE. I always thought it was amazing, but I never thought it was a thing that you could do. What? That was AI? I saw this video of Rey Mysterio, and I just put my phone down and went, I'm doing that. My dad found me a training school in Pittsburgh called the Stronghold Training Center. These kids got it so easy nowadays. And that was combined with the Iron City Wrestling Academy. I trained at both of those schools. Ended up landing a dark match for AEW after having a seminar with QT Marshall. Wrestled Thunder Rosa. She got me in contact with a recruiter from NXT, and then away she went. She challenges Roxanne Perez for the NXT Women's title. Great American Bash tonight, which airs on Sci-Fi.
I can imagine what her reaction was to seeing him unmasked for the first time. She just completely lost it in the most Thea Hale of ways.
This guy says this sounds like a Brian Alvarez origin story. Not even close. Not even close. I wanted to do wrestling. What, you think I just, hey, Dad, can you find me a wrestling school? Oh, yeah, we had a lot of those around Seattle in 1992. Like, zero. So, I didn't quit gymnastics. I stayed there, and I got a job there so that I could wrestle after work on the spring floors. I started my own promotion, got us our public access television show. I bought that stupid device to put graphics on the screen, because even in 1992, I knew how important graphics were on a wrestling show. And I tried to find guys to train me. They took my money, showed me holds, and they pretended it was real, even though I'd already been wrestling. And finally, I had to get half-trained. Matt Farmer and Nikki Six. And then a buddy just took me and made me wrestle with him. That's how I learned. Wrestling school.
Who was the buddy that just took
Buddy Wayne, the father of Nick Wayne.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I'd say I changed Nick's diapers, but I didn't. But I had to hold him as an infant. I showed him the ropes. Origin story. Kids, You know, this is legitimately when I was a kid. This was like a what do you call it? It was like a cliche.
Mm.
But it's true. You kids don't know how easy you got it nowadays. You literally have no idea how easy you got it. You can find a wrestling school anywhere. You can get on a show anywhere after you train for a little while. You can go on the internet and have boots tomorrow and gear. Ridiculous.
And people banging down your door online to come up with your art and your music and things like that. People coming to you to do that sort of stuff.
Crying out loud, you can get signed to NXT without ever having to wrestle before. Or
just
even knowing what it
Instagram.
Is.
Just see a dude on Instagram say, that's what I want to do, and hook up with Thunder Rosa. There you go. That's all you need.
The kind of athlete I was back in the day. I did gymnastics. I wrestled for a little while. Did I get an NIL deal? Not a chance. I had to work my way up the ranks. Then a guy like, hey, you're telling me Kevin Nash made fun of my work? What else do we have today?
Well, we did have an answer on Brian Keith. I did not realize it was May 22nd. That match was Shibata.
Yeah, he was May 22nd was the last time he wrestled, so he was gone for a long time.
Hey, look, I'll say this, even though I don't care much for the Learning Tree bit, Brian Keith took advantage of an opportunity that obviously others didn't want, and that's all you can do. And they took Still Tipping away from him, which was a large part of his entrance, and I can understand why they don't want to pay for that every time he comes out. But as the bounty hunter, he was just a guy who was just there. So in this scenario, I'm not sure. Big Bill is great, but Big Bill has been great. He was great with
the He has been, but this is the greatest Big Bill. This is even better than with Enzo. Because with Enzo, he just had some personality, but like Enzo was the star of the show. Like, as soon as Enzo was gone, there was nothing. But man, Big Bill is the Redwood, part of the Learning Tree. This is the best he's ever been. I'll fight anybody over that one. Find me a better Big Bill.
Brian Keith, look, now you have two gimmicks out there. You can go on the indies and be the bounty hunter. You can go on the indies now from now till forever and be the bad apple and do it that way as well. So, look, all the best to him, because I think he is a guy you can utilize, and obviously he had personality that he was dying to get out, and he's doing that.
Remember when Bryan Danielson took that that test or whatever?
The IQ test?
No, not the IQ test, the other one.
Oh.
Where it said like he had zero motivation. He was the least motivated person that had ever taken the test before.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what's happened, but he I don't believe this is actually true, but this is what it claims. Bryan Danielson has applied for a trademark for the yes chant. Danielson filed to trademark the term yes, yes, yes. Filing is related to the following goods and services.
He's going to license it to every porn producer out there.
Entertainment in the nature of wrestling contests, production of podcasts, entertainment services, wrestling exhibitions, television show production.
Services.
Yeah, he wants it all.
Oh, well, good for him. Why not? If it's there, go ahead and do it. Look, did you hear what happened to Val Venus? This was news to me up until a little bit ago. Apparently,
what?
Apparently, somebody online, Val Venus, the Sean Morley, the former Val Venus in WWF, apparently is a very hardcore right-wing conservative kind of Christian libertarian dude.
Sure. Well aware of that.
He posts a lot about that, apparently. And apparently there was somebody out there that found out that the name Val Venus was not trademarked anymore by anybody.
No way.
And they have taken the name Val Venus. And they've also now taken it and they've turned like the Val and the Venus into a slogan that is pro-LGBTQ+.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's got something to do on Twitter today. That should keep him busy for a while. How about that?
That's a level of petty. That is a level of... That is... Congratulations.
Julia announced.
His name is V. V. That's who.
That's what he's calling himself now. V.
No, this is the person that did it is now calling himself.
I see. Julia on the Marigold Show announced she has five remaining matches in Japan. Her last one is August 19th, Cork and Hall. And at that point, well, she'll be on her merry way to WWE.
NXT.
Yeah, hey, her and Roxanne. I'm ready to go. I thought there was a possibility Thea might win tonight, but with Julia coming in literally at any time, I think that's probably quite
unlikely. Stephanie Vacker?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Vacare!
Vacare, that's right.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm still blaming Rocky on that one, but look, with those girls coming in.
You think that guy's Hispanic or something?
That's
what does he know about how to pronounce this?
So, with them coming in, boy, would I like to see Roxanne Perez and Fallon Henley and possibly Thea Hale get moved up to the main roster. I would love to see that.
Hey, you see Jose? Jose, the assistant, had a tweet about how what's coming up, N, capital N, lowercase e, capital X, capital T.
Really?
I don't know what that means, but it was out there.
He's a worker now, you know.
It was out there. I don't know how much English Stephanie, he's a champion. We just talked about that.
I know.
He's a champion and Roosh is not.
Ooh.
Nor is Stephanie Vacare right now.
That's because she decided to.
Why are you mad at me for that fact? It's just a fact.
Hey, look, I'm not upset with you. Roosh is not a champion right now. That's true.
This guy here says Ava could use another assistant. Except he's not an assistant. He is now an assassin. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, before we get to Raw, not much to talk about with the ratings. Olympics is smashing everybody. SmackDown, 2.1 million and a 0.52, which is remarkably low. That went head-to-head with the opening ceremonies. They weren't beating Snoop. And then Rampage, 306,000 and a 0.10, also against the opening ceremony. And then Brendan Thurston has the Collision and Battle of the Belts. Collision, 382 and a 0.12, and Battle of the Belts, 308 and a 0.09. So, yeah, people didn't stick around for 3 hours, at least in large numbers. So those are the ratings. Raw's going to get murdered on Sci-Fi, I would presume. NXT's going to get murdered on Sci-Fi.
I would think so, but I'm actually really surprised SmackDown did over 2 million with the Olympics. And
it's wrestling, dude.
I know. Well, and they're hot. Look, you know, if they weren't, it definitely wouldn't be 2.1 million.
So a couple of Raw notes. We had the opening segment with Seth Rollins, Drew, and Punk. And this is like a blood-death feud. Literally where Drew threatened to kill him, to make him die.
They're fighting over, like, a man's wife's honor and the dog, for God's sake.
And the dog, yes, the dog.
Yes.
Well, Seth Rollins is a referee. Remember when Shawn Michaels used to wear those shorts that were too short, too tight?
The smugglers, yes.
And people talked about those for, like, 30 years afterwards? Oh, God, Seth. He came out in a referee's blouse. It was a blouse and a pair of leather pants that I swear to God, they were so tight, he could barely get down the ramp.
He walked like he just got off a horse.
You got to go back and watch him trying to get down the ramp in these pants. And it's like they're doing this promo to set up one of the hottest death feuds in years at the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's impossible to take seriously. Even Punk is like clearly irritated because he's, you know, pointing out how stupid Seth's outfit is repeatedly. And essentially, Seth gets to do whatever he wants as a ref and they got to deal with it or whatever.
I love how his character started off as this Joaquin Phoenix Joker sort of thing with the ha-ha and all the laugh and all that nonsense. And then it turned into the Joker at the Met Gala playing every guest in every getup that they could find. There's times where it's fine, and most weeks, even though I don't like it, it's fine. But you actually have, again, a blood feud here. You have real-life insults being tossed back and forth at each other. Tune it down a little bit. I don't know. To me, that's me at least, because it takes away from the overall presentation of the thing.
Turns into a joke. And you know, the thing is, you know, Dave was arguing this last night, like, it's over, it's over. What's over is the song, okay? Listen, I think the song it just sucks, okay? But the people like to sing the song, so whatever, okay? That's over. He comes out, they sing a song, they like doing it, fine, okay? But the idea that the outfits are over, we have no proof of that whatsoever. He's had a million. I mean, there was a period where he was a babyface in wrestling gear, and he was massively over. And the fact of the matter is, I'll never forget this. He did an interview once, and he goes, you know, this is actually the real me. And I was like, no, it's not the real you, okay? I know people who know the real you, and you don't walk around in public wearing this stuff. And furthermore, on television, if you've ever noticed, you know, when it's time for a serious promo, he drops the gimmick. So, like, if it's a real you, why would you drop the gimmick when things get... It's just stupid. And it makes the whole thing, like, it's impossible to take this seriously. And Drew and Punk are trying hard, but they weren't on their game. And it was fine. It was whatever.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that these three need to be reeled in a little bit and put on more of the same page? They're on the same page.
One of them, Drew and Punk, are on the same page. You believe they hate each other.
Well, but as far as all the sniping back and forth and everybody taking a little bit away and taking the pee out of the other person, you know.
No, that's fine. The people are into that. Yeah, but doing that with a clown in the ring, it's just like, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's like if Doink were the special referee. And it's like, it would be like if before Survivor Series, like it's Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart, we're going into Montreal. They're at the peak of their hatred for each other. And Doink is the special referee. He's out there with his green hair and his outfit, and he's honking his nose or whatever. Like, that's what we're talking about here. So it's stupid.
Can we have Dink too?
We had Tozawa Notice versus the Creeds. So what happened here is Otis gets pinned. Yeah, Otis, not Tozawa. And then the Creeds and Gable beat him up, but the lights go out. And out come the Wyatt Six. So the question had been, like, are they going to wrestle in these the masks? No. They take the masks off. It is Joe Gacy. It is the Vintner. And it's a third man. And I was like, I thought I knew who that was, but who is that? And it turns out it was Dexter Lumis. You think that the bad apple was gone. Dexter Lumis has not had a match or an appearance on WWE television in 15 months. It was April of 2023, I believe, was his last match.
Damn.
He spent the entire time growing his hair out. He now has long dreadlocks.
Well,
I mean, he's got the tattoos. He does look like Kazarni. That's true. Remember that guy?
Don't put that on him.
Dude, Kazarni was more serious than Seth Rollins in this.
He lasted about 2 weeks, and boy, that was a bad death.
But anyway, so they're doing a six-man. They debut next week on Raw against the Creeds and
Do you think
Chad
those are real braids and real...
It's been 15 months, dude.
Yeah, but like...
I mean, he may have gotten some extensions, but...
He's a white guy who had like a straight white buzz cut, so I'm sure he grew it out and probably has some extensions in there. I mean, the same Tiffany Stratton ones that she used in NXT, maybe he got those.
We had a bunch of segments with the Judgment Day. Apparently, they're all going on their own at SummerSlam, which we'll see how that turns out.
Somebody get JD some socks.
So the story of this show was that they had all these matches, and quite frankly, a lot of them I was like, oh man, this should be good. You know, we had Gunther and Finn Balor. We had Sheamus and Bronson Reed. Like, these are matches that, these could be good matches. And instead, every match, I don't know if it was because they were on Sci-Fi and they were like, why waste good matches? I mean, no one's watching. But these were the most nothing happening. 1 minute of action, 4 minutes of commercials, come back for some near falls, and bad finishes. Up and down the show, every single match. So the wrestling was a waste of time on this show. But as far as like the angles building to, and I mean, they had angles and they had promos building up SummerSlam. And as far as a go-home show goes in terms of angles and interviews and such, I thought it was excellent. Like, everybody's interview was good. The Damian Priest interview for the Gunther match was good. The Gunther interview for the Damian match was good. Bron Breakker did probably his best promo ever as he's just burying Sami Zayn. He's talking about how, oh, look, Sammy's got a comedy special. He's doing the night before the show. You know what he's doing? He's getting ready for his next profession because he knows I'm going to kill him. And yes, I didn't take him seriously. That was a rookie mistake, but he knows he's on his way out. I'm on my way up. And while he's been telling jokes, I've been training like a dog at the gym, which I hope he's been doing better than that because dogs don't train very well. They're dogs. So anyway, he says, the joke's going to be on you. The IC title is going to be on me. And then they go to Sammy later, and Sammy goes, yes, it's true. I'm doing a stand-up comedy special the night before SummerSlam. But I also did a comedy stand-up special the night before Money in the Bank, and I beat you. So I'm going to do it again. You got him.
I hope before Randy Orton retires, we get Bron Breakker and Randy in the ring with each other, and Bron says, you want to dance, old man? I just think that would be great.
We had Sammy versus Dom. Lame match, lame finish.
You don't want to talk about Bronson Reed's ankle?
Bronson Reed's, oh God, I was dying. So they do this match with Bronson Reed and Sheamus, which should be awesome, but it's like they give him it's all during the break. And so they come back from the break, and Sheamus is giving him the 16 beats. And Bronson is supposed to get his foot caught in the ropes, okay? He's supposed to get stuck. But he can't. Can't get his foot stuck. So because he's supposed to get his foot stuck, the ref is supposed to help him get his foot unstuck. But his foot isn't stuck. And so the referee has to pretend his foot is stuck and pretend like he can't get his foot, which is just, it's just draped over the ropes. And the ref's like, he's trying to get this leg out of the way. So this was so Pete Dunne could interfere. But it was just so absolutely ridiculous watching the referee pretend like he couldn't get his leg off the ropes.
Yeah, and then they cut away and cut back to it, and he was even more ridiculous waiting for Dunne to go up there and shillelagh Sheamus. So he at least got a Botchamania moment out of the deal.
I mean, he's got a heavy leg. They should have just said his leg's so heavy the ref can't lift it off this rope.
Yeah, McAfee, as a former punter, could have brought up some sort of ailment that he had.
So then we had a Gunther promo, which was really good, and then Damage Control has returned. They're baby faces. They're going after Shayna, Zoe, and Sonya.
Team Forehead.
Yeah, and then we had the main event, Finn Balor and Gunther, which, so something's going on, okay? Because the whole match was built around Gunther going for a sleeper hold. And here's the problem. I'm all for coming up with an alternative finish or whatever, but like, this was 3 hours of nothing happening matches. And so when the main event is built around a guy trying to put a man to sleep 3 hours into a boring Raw show, it's like, I almost got put to sleep. And it's like Okada in the Money Clip. He just keeps trying. Finn gets out. He puts it on again. Finn gets out. Nobody believes he's winning with a sleeper hold, but he keeps trying. And then finally, he won with a sleeper hold. And so he goes to put the move on him afterwards, and Priest hits the ring. And Priest beat his ass all over ringside as a show went off the air. So I presume Gunther is winning the title at SummerSlam. I think that might be the big breakup of the Judgment Day. After all this time, Priest may, or is going to lead to the breakup. But, I mean, it was a fine match. Gunther chopped him half to death. Brutally. But I cannot say you need to go out of your way to watch anything wrestling-wise on this show. But the angles and the video packages, they were all good. It was a good SummerSlam build. That was nice.
So as far as WWE goes, it was a winning show. This is a show that, I mean, how long did the entrances take? And yes, Seth Rollins talked a little bit at the beginning of the show, but, you know, 11-minute entrances. And then if it's before a match, then you get a little bit of the match, and then you know when we're going to commercial. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of times now they're coming back, and a bulk of the match is in commercial, and, okay, this thing's over to get to the next thing.
So we've got NXT tonight, Roxanne versus Thea for the NXT Women's title, Tony D against Tavion Heights, former Olympian for the NXT Heritage Cup. Olympic year. Mm-hmm. Alba Fire and Isla Dawn versus Lash and Jakara for the women's titles. They've added Sol Ruka, Carmen Petrovic, and Lola Vice against Fallon Henley, JC Jane, and Jasmine Nix. Ethan Page and Oro Mensah have their contract signing for the NXT title, and Joe Hendry has a concert. A Joe Hendry live concert. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight's Brian Avini show. It is WWF Challenge Season 2. I can't remember the episode. It's like 6 or something like that. But the point is, it's the last WWF Challenge on Peacock. Because they have been uploading nothing. Mm. Now, we've been watching this for months. Tonight is the big angle. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant on Piper's Pit, setting up WrestleMania 3. And we're determined to make it through Mania 3. There's 2 months left. So, if you're following along with us, we're going to switch to primetime wrestling, which will take us through WrestleMania. Although it is a longer show.
They have a lot of long arena matches on there.
Yeah, they do. Probably a lot more pointless. But the point is, we're going to do that for a couple of months to make it to Mania 3. Review Mania 3 for about the 9th time, now that we've seen all the angles. And then we'll move on to something else.
Have fun talking about Billy Jack Haynes.
Now, we've had to talk about him every week, brah. He's all over these challenge shows. As
Would
a baby face.
Rock shorts that said Oregon like that. That man had more pride in his state than almost anybody else not from Texas.
Pride? He had Oregon pride. Okay. Anyway, that'll be tonight. And for those of you watching live at video.f4wonline.com, the new start time is 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, an hour early. So don't show up tonight and go, what? I'm telling you again. 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern is the new start time, an hour earlier from now on. So you can watch along with us. Or you can check us out at WrestlingObserver.com for all of these shows, newsletters, and archives dating to 2005. Or if you only want the podcast, f4wonline.com/Apple. It's up on Apple Podcasts. So a lot of different options. So check it out. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.